It's time for a new adventure.
Welcome to Adventures in Business, a podcast dedicated to the voices of today's entrepreneurs. Adventure is not just an action, it's an attitude. We will broaden your horizons and understandings of what it's like to be a working person today, in this moment of time on this planet we call Earth.
Welcome back to another episode of Adventures in Business. This is Amy Zander, your co-host, and I'm here with Lisa. How are you doing, Lisa?
Doing great, Amy. How are you today?
I am good. I'm excited about our adventure today. This is somebody that I have not met yet, and I'm looking really forward to finding out more about her and her business and a event that they have coming up very soon. So tell us who we've got.
So we have the amazing Miss Flora Bowles on our call today. I have had the opportunity of seeing her shiny smile, her humor, listening to her humor on some various chamber event roundtables. And she had shared something that she has coming up with the Michigan Education Trust. And I said, Miss Flora, you need to be on our show. So welcome, Flora. How are you today?
I am doing fine. How are you ladies doing today?
We're great.
Enjoying life. So we're glad that you could be here today. And we start out, Flora, by letting you share with the public who you are and what it is that you're doing.
Well, first, I want to thank you, ladies, Lisa and Amy, for being able to adjust your schedule so that I could be able to share some of the things that is going on with the Michigan Education Trust and the Fostering Futures Scholarship Trust Fund. So I appreciate your changing your schedule or adjusting your schedule. I really do. My name is Flora Bowles. I am working with the Michigan Education Trust. I've been there since 2017, but I've worked in the student financial aid arena for plus years. So I've worked originally with the student loan program, and then I work with the scholarships and grants program, and now I'm working with the 529 program. I am a departmental specialist with Michigan Education Trust under the Department of Treasury. So I'm enjoying what I'm doing, working with individuals, schools, working with parents, students, and also working with employers as well to let them know about the program that we have and the way that individuals can start saving for college and kind of like take control over that aspect of their life.
So the Michigan Education Trust is an opportunity for people to start saving for college. And boy, we know how important that is.
Yes.
And share with us the FOSTER program. Tell us a little bit more about that.
The Fostering Futures program, it came about when the Michigan Education Trust was working with students. And one of the things that they wanted to do under their charitable arm was to be able to provide assistance to individuals that have experienced foster care and to help them be able to go to college. A lot of times, you know, even if you have a Pell Grant and you have loans and you have a scholarship from the college, it's still not enough to be able to keep you in school. And so one of the things that the MET, and I refer to Michigan Education Trust as MET, we decided to do was to basically start fundraising to create scholarships for foster youth. And so we started doing that, and we are able to provide $3,000 a year to individuals that have experienced foster youth and are going to college. And so thankfully, with the partnership and the friendships that we've created along the way, because this is our 10th year of fundraising for the Fostering Futures Scholarship, we've been able to work with colleges to work with students to help them stay in college. Foster youth don't have the resources that someone else may have. So when the spring break come and when the winter break come, or sometime even summer, they don't always have a place to go back to because they have aged out of foster care. And so many of the colleges have basically allowed special dorms or certain dorms to be set aside to allow them to have a place to stay while they're in college. And then they give them that extra care providing counseling to them, talking to them, making sure that they get the paperwork in on time, making sure that they meet all the deadlines, and making certain that they are aware of the resources that are available to them. So we're just excited about the Fostering Future Scholarship. We have our fundraiser that's coming up on Thursday, June 16th. And we're inviting everybody to come. We would love to have you ladies come out. It's going to be on the Capitol lawn. And we have a partner that has been with us for the last 10 years. His name is Kevin Dietrich, and he's with the Hungry Howie Pizzas. And he's provide the pizza every year for us, provide the pizza, the drinks, the water. He sent his crew out, and they just do all of that for us as a means to help raise funds to send youth who have experienced foster care, send them to college and be able to help them achieve their dream.
At this event, this sounds amazing. And who doesn't like pizza, right? So people are invited to come out to the Capitol lawn and learn about the program. And then how do you receive donations?
Okay. We have on our website, setwithmet.com, under the Fostering Futures tab, you'll have information about the event. The event will be on our website, and it will let you know how you can reserve tickets in advance, because this year our tickets are going to be $10, celebrating our 10th year. And so they can reserve a spot, or they can come up and they can pay the day up. We ask them to reserve a spot or reserve a ticket, or they can pay for a ticket at the same time, just so that we'll have an idea how much pizza Kevin needs to bring. So it is open to any and everybody. And we're hoping that we get more people out to raise more funds to be able to give away more scholarships.
Okay. Thank you. And just for our listeners, we will have links to the show note in our show notes to all the things that Flora just told us about. So you can find that very handily. So you can be there on June 16th at the Capitol lawn. Thanks.
I love it. And what a great shout out to Kevin. Kevin, if you're listening, thank you from the bottom of our hearts that you are doing this. That is such a great service to provide. Thank you. Thank you. Flora, why is this important to you? What is it about your years of the college education, helping others, this fostering future leaders? Why is this important to you?
I am a first generation, college grad in my family. We were originally sharecroppers, and we relocated to Michigan. And I had the great opportunity to participate in the Upward Bound program through Michigan State University. And it basically helped me to be able to fulfill my dream of going to college. And without that extra incentive, without that extra assistance, it may have been harder, or I may not have thought that I could do it. And so, and that's one of the things that we try to relay to youth who have experienced foster care, is that if you have a dream and you are willing to put in the work, there are people around that are able to help you. And there are resources available to help you be able to finance your way into college. And so it's so important to me, because I know how it was. Upward Bound was a great help to me. And it gave me that leg up to be able to go to college, being on campus, being able to get familiar with the campus, know how to go to class and so forth like that. I was able to do that while I was in high school, and that built up my confidence, and that helped me to know that I could be able to do whatever I wanted to do. And so my years at MSU were great. I was able to come out of college, graduate first in my family. And it was an amazing experience. And so I want to share, whenever you have an opportunity to be given something, you give it back. And so I want to make sure that I give back to as many people as I can, to help many students as I can, to let them know that they can do it. You know, sometimes all people need is just a little encouragement, and they can go a long way.
That is beautifully said. I really appreciate you sharing that story with us. You know, as you were talking, I was thinking that I'm not really familiar with the foster community and the things that foster people go through other than just general knowledge. And I probably am like a lot of our listeners right now. I never thought about those times during college when the kids do go home for, like you said, spring break or Christmas break or things like that. It never occurred to me what kids do that don't have a place to go home to. And so that's really eye-opening for me. And I'm sure many of our listeners have never thought about that before. So I'm going to be looking into a lot more about what your organization does. And that event on June 16th sounds like it'd be a good place for me to start learning about more.
Thank you. Now, just so that I also add on there, one of the things that we partner with Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, but we also partner with the Michigan Youth Opportunity Initiative, and they do what we call a pillow effect, and they collect pillows and pillowcases to give out to youth who are being placed in foster care so they can have something of their own. A lot of times when they are taken from homes, or taken from situations that are not really conducive, they don't have a lot to go with. And so the Michigan Youth Opportunity Initiative, they collect pillows and sometimes they decorate them or they make sure that they have something, they personalize them, but they provide those pillows to those youth. Right now we have, at any given time, roughly around 12,500 youth who are in foster care. And we have different organizations that work to try to make that process easy as possible. And then also to make sure, I'm sure other groups are making sure that it is safe as well. But they will be, they're one of our partners and they'll be there collecting pillows and pillowcases. You know, sometimes people say, I don't know what I can do. I may not be able to foster a youth at my home. I may not be able to do this, but you can give a pillow or a pillowcase. You can donate to the Fostering Future Scholarship Fund, help someone be able to get a career and be able to take care of themselves, be independent. A lot of the students in the that receive the Fostering Future Scholarship, they go into social work. They give back. They go back because they know what they experienced and they want to help somebody else who have experienced the same thing. So as little as you can give, as much as you can give, it does help.
So when you said, oh, sorry, Lisa, I just want to clarify one thing. So when you said at any given time, 12,500 kids, is that Michigan?
Michigan,
the whole state?
In the state of Michigan.
Okay. That's a big number.
It is. That was the exact question I was going to ask Amy, because that is a significant number. And like you shared, Flora, we may not be able to bring kids into our homes, but there are other things that we can do to help support that. So if you can't stop by for lunch, for pizza on the lawn, there's other opportunities for you to support this amazing program. Flora, you know, the last 2 years has been interesting here in the world that we live in with the pandemic. What were some of the hurdles that you've had to overcome with the programming that you're doing during COVID?
Grief was about the biggest hurdle that I had to overcome during the pandemic. And with the pandemic, you don't have the support system. You know, I come from a big family where, you know, when you're having a rough time, people are there to give you a hug or to encourage you to just come sit with you. And we weren't able to do that. I wasn't able to hug my kids for months. And that was during a time when my adult daughter had passed away. So I definitely needed that, but I wasn't able to have that because it wasn't safe. And so I knew I still had my family that when we got really techie, because my family learned, we learned how to do Zoom, we learned how to do FaceTime, and it was good to see them and to talk that way, but it still didn't replace that hug. It still didn't replace somebody coming in there and just sitting with you. And so I thought, I knew how rough it was for me. Then I imagined how rough it was for youth who have experienced foster care, that resource that they didn't have and they were going through and had other friends that passed away, that was rough. And didn't always have that resource, that hug. That hug was, it was so valuable. When I was able to hug my kids, it was more valuable than silver and gold, because it was that comfort. And so I'm walking through the pain. And any way that I can help others walk through that pain, especially when they didn't have that support, then I do what I can do. But that was the biggest hurdle. And even though we have come a long way, it's still an obstacle that we are dealing with, because we still have friends that for whatever reason, choosing not to be vaccinated or whatever, you know, or just having an underlying condition that cannot, you know, where the vaccination cannot be as effective, they're still dying. So grief is one of the biggest issues that I think that we've had to deal with the pandemic. And I think it's really become more a mental health issue. And during this month of mental health, you know, making people aware of it, that is something that people need to acknowledge. And if you need to get counseling, if you need to talk to somebody, you need to do it, because it stops you. But with help, you can keep walking through every situation that you have to.
We are so sorry for your loss, Flora. And I know there's not words that can really heal, but thank you for, you know, you kind of put yourself aside and started thinking about the others in the youth, and the contribution that you're making to our society as a whole is irreplaceable. It's like one of those priceless commercials, right? For those credit cards, it's priceless. So thank you for everything that you're doing.
Well, Lisa, you know, one of my friends who husband succumbed to COVID, she called me and she talked to me and she said, I'm not going to grieve more than I love. So I cannot stay in grief more than I love the person who is no longer here. So my love is going to outweigh my grief. My love is going to focus on the happy times, and my love is going to focus on the moments that we share more so than the fact that they're not there. And so I keep that focus whenever I have a moment, and everybody will, anybody that have gone through it, everybody have a moment. My daughter was precious to me. She know that. I know that she's all right, and I'm going to be all right. And I have my sons that I have to look out for. So it's, you know, you have to be able to refocus or recognize that there's somebody else that needs you, and you're still here for a reason, and you're still here for a purpose, and that you do what you can do, and then trust that God will do the rest, as I believe.
As Amy would say, there's a whole lot of nuggets that were in there for our listeners. And I love that you're going to love more than you grieve, and so many other great components to what you just shared. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You bring up a topic that comes up over and over again on the show with so many people that we talk about, which is having that support system. And whether you're a business owner, which has come up, a friend support system, family and friends, like you shared with us, you had to readjust your support system and get techie, right? Like all of us did with the pandemic. And also just everything that you're doing that you've been talking to us about on the show is providing and creating those support systems for the kids that are in foster care and going to college. And like you said, and they don't necessarily have that built-in support system like we do that, you know, already have a family. So I just wanted to point out and carry on that continued message that we talk about so often on the show is the importance of that support system. So for our listeners, you know, think about your support system and who you have and who's always there for you, looking out for you and giving you that hug, giving you that call and giving you that encouragement. And then think about those kids that might not have that and what you can do to help them get that through these organizations that Flora is talking about.
Laura, what are you excited about when we start thinking of the programs that you are able to be involved in and your passion shows through when I see you at each meeting? What are you excited about?
Well, you know, when my children were growing up, you know, there were other challenges that we were dealing with. And I didn't get the opportunity. I wasn't able to participate in the 529. I wasn't able to buy a MET contract for my children at that time. You know, looking back on it, I could have readjusted and whatever. But you learn from your past. And so working with MET and some of the things that they were able to do now, because in the beginning, when a person wanted to take out a MET contract, they had to pay for 15 credits at a time. And that could have been into the thousands of dollars. And this wasn't always a feasible option for them. Or they could have taken out a monthly payment plan, but that would have been a fixed amount over time. And, you know, life happens. And sometimes if you couldn't keep the payment up, then the contract would freeze where it's at. Whatever you paid would still be there. But if you wanted to continue, you have to open up a new contract. Well, you know, about several years ago, they opened up what is called the pay-as-you-go. And the pay-as-you-go allows you to pay for one credit hour and then chip away at it. So that increased the options for more people to be able to take out a contract to start saving for college. And so that's what I'm passionate about, is that you take that in control. You put that in your control. Don't try to wait until they get ready to graduate from high school and say, oh, maybe they'll get a scholarship, maybe this, maybe that. And I don't down any options. You should always apply for everything. But I think it's really feels so good to know that I paid for 2 years of college for my grandchildren. They're not going to have to worry about how will they be able to go to school or how much debt will they incur, you know? So it's taking that in control. You're taking control over that college education for your children, because we know that in order for them to be self-sufficient, in order for them to be successful, to fulfill their dreams, they're going to have some type of college career. It can still be a trade. It can be an associate degree. It can be a bachelor's degree or master's, but they will need to have some type of college education in order to basically be able to take care of themselves in the future. So when I started with MET, that was my goal. After I learned everything and with the pay-as-you-go, it made it feasible for me to be able to do it. That's the reason we tell not only parents and grandparents, because we have a lot of grandparents that do that, take it out for their grandchildren, but we also tell employers that they can encourage their employees to take out a MET contract, to take control over that college education, so that they are not going to wait until their 18th birthday and say, oh, I wish I had saved something. Every bit that you save is going to help. So that's what I'm passionate about, to let people know about it, to let them know that they can take control over that. They can set in place something for their children and grandchildren to know your college is paid for, or most of your college is paid for, 2 years of your college is paid for. Any amount is going to help. And with the MET option of pay as you go, it allows you to be able to pay for one credit and then just chip away at how many of the credits you can pay for when they get ready to go to school. And this year we went to an age-based pricing. So we're trying to make it so that those that start saving early, it's going to be cheaper for them to do. So, you know, I'm just wanting people to be able to go to college without coming out with a lot of student loan debt. And if I can share that with them and then I can show them how they can do that, I want to be able to do that, because it may be our next doctor. It may be our next scientist, maybe our next neurosurgeon, who knows? But when we chip in and help an individual be able to fulfill their purpose and their destiny, then we are also assuring our future as well. I'm just passionate about making sure people know about it, because I find so many people still don't know. So the word has to get out there. So I'm trying to do my best to get it out.
I love it. You're right. These are our future leaders that are going to have to take care of us as we continue to age through this system. Very cool. So Flora, what are you currently listening to or reading that is giving you inspiration?
Well, Lisa, I am a minister. I'm a licensed minister. And one of the books that I've been reading is called Life Interrupted. And that's by Priscilla Shirer. And one of the things that she said in there is that it's not always an interruption, but it's an intervention by God to get you to where he wants you to be. So every event that happened in our life that seems like an interruption is not always that. And so we have to recognize that there's somebody that know more than we know, that is higher and bigger than we are. And even though it seems like things are not going the way it should, it is going the way it's supposed to. And so when we recognize that, then we don't get so upset. We don't get so frustrated and we don't get depressed because everything is not in our control. You know, there are some things that I believe are God things. And so when I know that, oh, well, God got to handle that, then I can rest assured and say, well, I don't have to worry about it. You know, but it's some things that we need to recognize that we don't have to control everything. And when we get that revelation, then we don't feel so pressured to do everything. We let go and let other things let go and let God on that.
That was great, Flora. Thank you for sharing that. Is there anything that we haven't asked you about that you would like to share with our listeners?
One of the things that I would like to share is that I love to sing. Love to sing. Singing is one of my passions. Singing has been one of my stress relievers. Although that was one of the things that I could not do after my daughter passed. I could not sing. And I had to get to the point where I had to get to that love more and grieve less. And then I refound my passion of singing. And that's one of the things that I love. I love to sing. And so my granddaughter was in a spring concert and she had a line that she had to sing. And I, you know, you see yourself in your grandchildren. And I saw myself in that. And I said, I know she, that's a passion for her, but I've been blessed with my husband. We've been together now going on, oh my goodness, how many years? It's going on 48 years. I've been blessed with four children that I gave birth to. And then I engrafted two more children and three more children. And so God has just blessed me with a big family, with a loving family and a loving husband, very loving and supporting. So I know that support and I know the importance of that support. That's the reason I try to help those that may not have that support. And so, in spite of life happenings, I am still blessed. And I'm thankful for what I have.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to see you at the next event. You just fill the room and you even fill the space. And thank you for sharing with us what you're doing, what you're passionate about, sharing some personal things about you. And I hope I get to hear you sing sometime.
Oh, okay then. Oh, one other thing I want you all to know about the pizza party on the Capitol lawn. This is our first year. We will be joined by the Black History Month Committee, and they will be joining with us. And they will be celebrating Juneteenth. And Juneteenth was recently signed into law by President Biden last year, basically for those that don't know what Juneteenth, the significance of Juneteenth is, it's basically when President Lincoln freed the slaves, the people in Galveston, Texas, were not made aware of that for 2 years afterwards. And that was on June 19th, 1865. So they were still enslaved for 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. So the committee asked to join with us since we're having it on June 16th. And so we're going to have live music there. We're going to have choirs there. We're going to have speakers. We're going to have a DJ. We're going to have a line dance line. So come out, ladies. We're going to have vendors there to just give some samples of their products. And all of that's going to still go toward the fundraising efforts for the Fostering Future Scholarship. So this year is going to be live this year. So we ask that you, hey, come out and share with us on June 16th.
Excellent.
You are all invited to a party. Yes, mark your calendars. Thank you again so much for coming and sharing. We really enjoyed having you on our show, and we're looking forward to the success of your event coming up.
Absolutely. I really enjoyed meeting you. And if I don't see you before that event, I have it already on my calendar, plan on being there. And I will make sure that I come up and introduce myself in person to you, Flora.
Please, I would love to see both of you. I've seen you, Lisa, but I would love to see you, Amy, in person there. What is it? And live.
That's right. Absolutely.
So I thank both of you ladies for giving me an opportunity to share my passion. And I hope that some of the things that I've said has not only been something to provoke action, but also to increase our understanding and to increase our passion, compassion for others. So thank you, ladies, again. It's been a great time speaking with you, conversing with you. So I thank you so much.
Well, we thank you very much too. Yep. Thank you for listening to our show and coming on an adventure with us and Flora with the Michigan Education Trust. We release episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. You can find us at zediamedia.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And of course, if you'd like to be a guest on our show, also visit zediamedia.com, click on the link for the podcast and sign up for the next available spot. Have a great day and make sure you go on an adventure today.
Grab your passport and join Lisa and Amy as they interview a huge variety of today's professionals. You can discover Adventures in Business at zediamedia.com or find it at your favorite podcast source. If you'd like to be a guest at our show, we dare you to go to zediamedia.com. That's zediamedia.com and sign up.
This is a Zedia Media production.